on a particular subject, which is a very difficult subject to even attempt to talk about, and that subject is called suffering. And our main passage of scripture is Mark chapter 5, verses 24 to 35, and going to come to those. Let's have a look at those verses now. Mark chapter 5, verses 24 to 34 or 35. And it's the story that's found in the Gospels about the lady that was sick. She had been bleeding for 12 years. Do you remember that story? And so this is what Mark's Gospel says regarding that story. So Jesus went with him. A large crowd followed and pressed around him. And a woman was there who had been subject to bleeding for 12 years. She had suffered a great deal under the care of many doctors and had spent all she had. Yet instead of getting better, she grew worse. When she heard about Jesus, she came up behind him in the crowd and touched his cloak, because she thought, "If I just touch his clothes, I will be healed." Immediately her bleeding stopped and she felt in her body that she was freed from her suffering. At once, Jesus realized that power had gone out from him. He turned around in the crowd and asked, "Who touched my clothes?" "You see the people crowding against you," his disciples answered, "and yet you can ask who touched me?" But Jesus kept looking around to see who had done it. Then the woman, knowing what had happened to her, came and fell at his feet, and trembling with fear, told him the whole truth. He said to her, "Daughter, your faith has healed you. Go in peace and be freed from your suffering." I want to talk about suffering this morning. This story, this woman in the story, it's all about suffering. She had suffered. When you begin, or when I began to even approach the subject of suffering, I asked myself the question, so where do you start on such a subject? All I know is the reality is that we live within a world where it won't take you long to see, to witness, to experience even, that we live in a world of suffering. We cannot escape that. And if any one of us this morning or any other time in our lives wanted to look back in history, you would find that the history of different nations has had suffering in their history. For example, I don't know too much about American history, but I do know that many years ago, there was a man called Martin Luther King, and he had a famous speech. And he says, "I have a dream." And his dream, at the core of it, was that the suffering would end of the racial conflict between black people and white people in America. He wanted to see an end to suffering. That's American history, or a little part of it. Even I remember when I was a young teenager growing up and seeing Live Aid, Bob Geldof on the TV screens. And that was about Africa and hunger and poverty. And I remember seeing on the TV screen this big concert that was in aid because of the suffering of many people in Africa who are malnourished in some way. And if you were to look at the nation of Africa, they have known suffering of many kinds. And even Germany, we remember the Holocaust of so many people that suffered and faithfully lost their lives. It's written and documented in history books. And even here in Ireland, if you were to look at Irish history, you would see suffering in different ways, in different kinds, in people's lives. There is one thing I know, is that each and every person may have had their own experience in some way that they have suffered, or they have seen somebody else suffer. You cannot go through life without knowing or witnessing or becoming aware of suffering of some kind. And we prayed this morning for families who are suffering this morning in New Zealand because they have lost people that they love, people that they cared about, and so they're suffering. Maybe it is the case this morning that you yourself in some way have known suffering or is suffering in some way. And that's only having a look at history. When you come to the Bible, and when you come to a biblical context and begin to think about God in the context of suffering, we see that it all began at the very beginning in the garden. The story of Adam and Eve, God said to them, you can eat from any tree except this particular tree. And we know the story. We know that Adam and Eve, they chose to disobey God's word. And because of that, they suffered. And because of that, we have suffered. Because sin entered into the human in existence. But I don't think it was only Adam and Eve that suffered. I think God suffered. You may ask yourself, what did he suffer? He suffered the loss of a relationship that he had with his people when he walked with them in paradise, when he walked with them in the cool of the day. And when that was gone, when that was broken, he suffered because he was yearning, a desire to continue to walk with his people. And I was thinking about these things, and I began to remember the story of Moses. Do you remember the story and the calling of Moses? The story is that's found in Exodus chapter 3 when God caught the attention of a man and his name was Moses, and God set a fire alight. And so Moses went over to see what was burning. It's the story of the burning bush. And when God had Moses just where he wanted him, he spoke to him and he says, do not come any closer. You're standing on holy ground. And he also said these words. These are the words of the Lord to Moses. Chapter 3, verses 7 and 8. The Lord said, I have indeed seen the misery of my people in Egypt. I have heard them crying out because of their slave drivers. And I am concerned about their suffering. I have come down to rescue them from the hand of the Egyptians and to bring them up and out and into a good and a spacious land, a land flowing with milk and honey. All those years ago, when God called Moses, he said to him, I am concerned about the suffering of my people. Did you know that this morning that God, your loving Heavenly Father, the one that you love and the one that you serve, is concerned about your suffering? He is concerned about the suffering of his people, and so therefore he has come down to rescue his people because he has heard the cry and he has seen the misery of his people. And so that was the calling of Moses. That was the purpose and the plan for Moses' life, to go and rescue and lead the children of God up and out of the slave drivers because God was concerned about his people's suffering. If you have ever asked yourself when you are suffering, Where is God? Know this morning, that he is concerned about your suffering. He has heard the cry of his people. He hears the cry of the people of God, of their misery and of their suffering. And there is another one that was called, and his name was Jesus. And the prophet Isaiah actually describes him as the suffering servant. In chapter 52 and 53, Jesus is described as the suffering servant. Why is he described in such terms? And I think he's described in such terms for two reasons. One, he's a servant. He came to serve. He came to serve God and to serve you. He's a servant. He shows us an example of what it is to serve. But the other reason is that he suffered. We spoke about it last week. He suffered for you and for me. He suffered upon Calvary's cross. He is known as the suffering servant. And these are some of the scriptures in that chapter that describe the suffering servant. Just as there were many who appalled at him, his appearance was so disfigured beyond that of any being, human being, and his form marred beyond human likeness. Why? It's because he suffered. And Isaiah chapter 53, verse 3 says this: he was despised and rejected by mankind, a man of suffering and familiar with pain. You see, the Lord Jesus, he himself suffered, and he knows what it is when we are suffering, because he can identify with our suffering, because he himself suffered, because he is the suffering servant. And so therefore, if any of God's people suffer in any way, and you're asking yourself, does Jesus really understand what I'm going through? The answer is yes, because he is a man who suffered himself, and he is a man who is familiar with pain. And Psalm 34, verse 18, says these words: the Lord is close to the brokenhearted and saves those who are crushed in spirit. Have you ever had your heart broke? Have you ever been brokenhearted? Has it ever been the case that your spirit is crushed, where you're feeling just down and crushed and your heart is broken, and then you begin to think, where's God? Well, God is close to the brokenhearted. Whenever we are in misery, whenever we are suffering in any way, God is close to you, whether you know it or whether you know it not. He is concerned about your suffering. He hears your prayers. He knows your heart. He knows when you are crushed. He knows when you are down. He knows when it's all on your shoulders. He knows, because he is the one that is known as the suffering servant. He knows you, because you belong to him. Hallelujah. The Lord is close to the brokenhearted. And when we come to this story, this story is all about a woman. And this story is all about a woman who suffered. Actually, the Bible clearly says that she suffered a great deal. And so her suffering wasn't just temporary, here today, gone tomorrow. The Bible says that she suffered a great deal. And so it's given us a glimpse of the enormity, or the level of which she suffered. It says she suffered a great deal. You couldn't tell. This woman could tell you what it is to suffer. If she'd been there, done that, wore the t-shirt, she could tell you what suffering is all about, because she had known it in her body. She had known it in her mind. She had known it in her experience. And so this woman had suffered a great deal. She knew exactly what it was to suffer. Nobody could tell her all about suffering, because she knew exactly what it was all about. And the Bible says that she suffered a great deal under the care of many doctors. That doesn't make sense, although it does make sense. When you're sick, or when you have an illness or some kind of problem, logical thinking says, I'm going to go to the doctor. Because if I go to the doctor, they're the professional, they have the qualification, should they know what they're doing? And you go to the doctor, this lady goes to the doctor, and he may say to her, how are you doing today? And she says, I'm suffering. I've been suffering for years, suffering last year, the year before last. I've been suffering. Nothing has changed. I've been coming to you for years. Why don't you refer me to somebody else? And so she does. She goes off to somebody else because she has some money. And so she begins to invest her money. The Bible says that she spent a lot. And so she's investing in the hope that she'll get better. And so she goes to the second doctor, maybe the third doctor. And he says, how are you doing today? She says, I'm suffering. Nothing's changed. It's still the same. I went to that GP last week. I went to the other GP the other week. And they're all asking me how I am, but nothing has changed. I'm suffering. Can't you see that I'm suffering? And I don't want to suffer anymore. Oh, all of these doctors. And so therefore, doesn't make sense, but it does make sense. It shouldn't be this way, but it was that way. She was going to the GP, she was going to the professionals, but she wasn't getting better, she was getting worse. That doesn't make sense, but it does make sense because that's the reality of some people's experience where they've been going to the professionals and they are professionals and they do know what they're doing. But in this lady's life, instead of getting better, she got worse. She's suffering. She spent all she had. You wonder to yourself, I don't know. Did anybody take advantage of her? Did anybody know that she had a few quid and thought, she's an easy touch. I'll get a few quid out of her. Sometimes people prey on the vulnerable. I don't know. But instead of getting better, she grew worse. It's a sad story. A sad story of suffering. And I am convinced that she got to a point in her life where she said to herself, I'm sick and tired of suffering. This has been going on too long. I want it to be solved. I want it to be fixed. I want to be healed. I want the life that I used to have. I want a better life. Oh, I want a life where I'm free from my suffering, where I can walk and enjoy the colors and the beauty of creation. Oh, I want a life that I can see the wonders and the joy of people's faces. I want that life, but I can't have that life because I've got this suffering and I'm carrying it everywhere I go. She's been carrying this suffering for 12 years. That's a long time. Sometimes we suffer. We suffer for a month or a week or maybe even a year, and then it gets fixed. This lady, it's been going on years. Like, how did she cope? How did she get by? How did she manage? What type of coping strategies did she have? How did she manage her heart? How did she manage her disappointment? How did she get through? One has to ask. And the Bible actually says that she had been suffering, subject to bleeding. The issue was about bleeding. And in my own study and my own kind of background reading of this story, pretty much all the biblical scholars are saying the same thing, which you cannot rule out, which is this, is that the bleeding in her life wasn't that she cut her hand or she cut her in an accident, but rather it was connected with her monthly cycle. That is, her monthly period. If that's the case, that's a very private and a very personal area of a woman's life. Would you agree? It is. That's a very private and a very personal area of a woman's life. That's an area of a woman's life that she does not talk about to anybody. That's not an area of a woman's life where she would lean over the garden wall or the garden fence and talk to her neighbor about. She wouldn't do that because it's a private and a personal area of a woman's life. It's something that she wouldn't have spoke about to her friends. It's something and an area of her life she probably maybe didn't speak about to some of her family. Why? Because this is very private. This is very personal. This is not something that is broadcast to the community. This is not something that is broadcast to anybody and everybody. And so therefore, when I think about this lady, when I think about this woman, I think that she has been suffering in silence. I think she's been suffering in silence. What do I mean by that? What I mean is that she has been suffering for so long and for many years, but she has chosen not to talk about it or to broadcast it to everybody that she knows. Why? Because it's a private and a personal area of her life. She's been suffering in silence. Yes, she would disclose to the professionals. Yes, she would disclose to the GP or the physicians or the doctors or the nurses, because that's a different area. You will talk to your doctor about areas of your life that you will not talk to your neighbor. Why? Because it's private. It's personal. And when I think about this lady, here is a woman that's been suffering in silence, that has had an issue in her life that has been going on for years, and many people do not know. Many people have not got a clue, because it's not something that is just broadcast and it's out there, because it's very private and personal. There are many people today that can identify with that lady that are suffering in silence. And what I mean is that they have a suffering or a pain that is in their lives. It's been going on for years. They wish that they did not have this pain. They wish that they did not have this suffering, but they have not told everybody. They have not gone and told their family. They have not gone and told their community. They have not gone and told their neighbor. They have not gone and told their husband or their wife. They have something in their lives that they're suffering from, and so they remain silent. They choose not to talk about it, only to specific people. And they're suffering. But for many times, they're suffering in silence. Have you been suffering in silence? Have you got a pain in your life? Have you got something in your life where others don't know but you know? Others don't know but only you know, and you are the one that's been carrying this for years, for months, for a time, and you wish to yourself that life wasn't like this, but you know the pain of it, you know the suffering of it. Have you been suffering in silence? Jesus, he knew what it was to suffer in silence. Isaiah chapter 53 says these words, verse 7. He was oppressed and afflicted, yet he did not open his mouth. He did not open his mouth. He was led like a lamb to the slaughter. As a sheep before its shearers is silent, so he did not open his mouth. And there are many times when the people of God are suffering in some way, where they have pain in their lives, they have an issue in their lives that has been going on for a long time, and they have spoken about it to a very select few, but the majority don't know. And so they are suffering in silence. They have not broadcasted out to everybody, but they themselves know. They've not opened their mouth. Are you suffering in silence? Are you suffering in some way where everybody doesn't know but you know? Where you have something in your life that's causing you pain, that's dragging you down, and only you know the pain of it, only you know the difficulty of it, just like this lady. There are a couple of things that this lady did that I admire about her. Would you like to hear them? I'm going to share them. The first one is Mark chapter 5, verse 27 says, she heard about Jesus. when she heard about Jesus. You see, this woman heard about Jesus. Many people hear about Jesus. They hear about him at Christmas time. They hear about him at Easter time. But this lady, this woman, she heard what Jesus was doing in the lives of other people, that he was helping people. He was healing people. He was transforming people's lives. And so when she heard, she had a belief and a hope that maybe she did not get from the doctors. She had a hope that maybe he could do for her what he had done for other people. And so therefore, when she heard, she had an intention. She had a hope that was real. Have you heard that Jesus can transform your life? Have you heard that Jesus can do things that no others can do? Have you heard that Jesus is real and is alive? The second half of verse 27 says this: so she came up behind him through the crowd and touched his robe. And so, can you visualize the picture? You have Jesus and you have this crowd of people. There could be 20, there could be 30, there could be 40 people, and they're all pressing in. They're all trying to get a glimpse. They're all trying to see Jesus. And you have this lady that's trying to push through the crowd. She's intent on getting close to Jesus. And so here is a woman who knew what it was to push through. She pushed through the crowd in order to touch his robe, in order to get into his presence. You see, I am convinced that this lady knew what it was to push through. She'd been pushing through for years. She's been pushing through the disappointment of doctors not being able to solve her problem. She's been pushing through when she had her down days. Have you ever had a down day? A down day is when you're down. It's when you're not up. It's when you're down in your mind and you're down in your heart. It's when you're down and you don't want people to be around you. You don't want to see anybody. Have you ever had a down day? This lady, I think she had a down day. Oh, she had quite a lot of down days in those 12 years, but she had to push through them. And so on that particular day, she had to push through the crowd. And there are times in our lives where we have to push through everything that crowds in on our minds, everything that crowds in around us, that we have to push through in order to reach and to get into the presence of the Lord Jesus Christ. And that's what that lady did that day. She pushed through. She pushed through the crowd. She pushed through that which was coming against her. She pushed through. And she said these words in verse 28. For she thought to herself, if I can just touch his robe, I will be healed. And maybe that's a picture of the way she was thinking. If I just touch his robe, if I just get a little bit close, I'll be healed. Maybe he'll do for me what he's done for others. If I push through, if I just get a glimpse, if I get a hold of his robe. And maybe she lived her life like that. Where she thought to herself, if I just go to another doctor, if I just go and spend some more money, if I just do this, if I just do that. And on that particular day, she pushed through. She was determined to get into the presence of the Lord Jesus. And she was determined to not to allow any of those that were there that day to stop her from reaching the presence of the Lord Jesus. This morning, friends, there is power in the presence of the Lord Jesus Christ. This morning, are you pushing through? Do you feel like you've been pushing through for some time? Do you feel like there are others coming against you, or lots of things are crowding in on your mind? And this morning, I would encourage you just to push through to the presence of the Lord Jesus, to reach out to the Lord Jesus and know his presence and know of the power of being in his presence. For being in his presence is transformational. Things can happen in his presence that cannot happen in the presence of others. There is a specialness and a power and a wonder that is found in the presence of the Lord Jesus. And on that day, she knew the power, she knew the help, she knew the healing, because she found herself in the presence of the Lord Jesus. And so this morning, I want to put it out there to you. Have you been suffering in silence? Have you been suffering in some way? Have you got something in your life where you can identify with this lady, where it's been going on too long? Not many people know about it because you've chosen not to tell them about it. Why? Because it's a private and a personal thing. But can I ask you to push through to the presence of the Lord? Can I ask you to reach out towards the Lord Jesus and allow him to touch your life? And maybe this morning you need a touch from Jesus. Maybe this morning you need a touch from being in his presence. Maybe this morning it is that you can say, yes, I know exactly what that lady was going through because I'm going through something similar. I know how she was feeling. I know about those down days. I know what it is to put on a brave face to everybody when I know that in my heart I'm feeling down. And so this morning, can I ask you to do what she did? Would you be willing to do what that lady did? Because what she did was she pushed through to his presence because there is power in the presence of the Lord Jesus Christ. And so this morning, I'm asking the people of God, will you push through? Will you join with me? And we all say, we're going to push through to the presence of the Lord so that we know the empowerment and we know the wonder of being in his presence. Oh, his presence has the power to heal. His presence has the power to transform. It's being in the power and the presence of the Lord Jesus. This morning, I'm convinced that God knows of your suffering. If you've suffered in any way, or if you have a suffering that is present in your life, I am convinced that he sees you and he knows you. And he would say to you, come into my presence. Come into my presence, to be in the presence of Jesus, to be present in the presence of Jesus. For that's where the power is. That's where the wonder is. That's where the wholeness is. That's where the completeness is being present in the presence of Jesus. Maybe Grace might come and play some music. And so this morning, I'm going to ask you to do something. I'm going to ask you, Lord, will you come and just be present with your people? And so if you're here this morning, I'd ask you just to connect with the Lord Jesus. And maybe this morning, you just need a touch from heaven. You need a touch from the Lord Jesus. And you say, Lord, I'm just pushing through this morning. But I'm pushing through into your presence. That's where I want to be found. That's where I want to be, is to be in your presence. Because I know that when I'm in the presence of the Lord, that's where I know that you are. That's where I know where your power is. If you want to be empowered this morning, you'll find a sense of empowerment in the presence of the Lord Jesus. If you just call out to him and say, Lord, I'm coming to you. And Jesus has come to you this morning, and so maybe meet with him in the way that you know how, by faith. If you've been suffering for some time, why don't you ask just the Lord Jesus just to come to you. And just to hold you and help you and heal you, that you may know the wonders of his presence. Have a moment with the Lord yourself.